fiery horse at the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Vico. I'm Silver. Boy!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode leisurely along the trail toward Belknap. As they topped a hill, they could see the stagecoach from the east following the valley route below them.
Stage go plenty fast, Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto. Makes good time considering the rough country it has to go through. I often wonder if they... Look, Tonto. Two horsemen coming from the left and riding hard.
Ah, you think them maybe...
It's a holdup. We'll cut down the side of the hill. One silver!
Get out, scout!
Use your guns, Tonto!
Outlaw, see us. Them turn back.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on,
hold on. Outlaws, by thunder.
We're not outlaws. We came to help you. Is there anyone hurt?
I reckon not, unless a stray bullet hit my passenger.
Steady, big fella. I'll look in the coach. There's a man inside, and he's been shot. Help me, Tonto.
Me help. Funny thing. Them outlaws seem to be aiming into the coach. Is he hurt bad, mister?
We'll know in a minute. Help me lift him out, Tonto.
Help me help there.
All right, put him on the ground. There. I'm afraid he is badly wounded. Easy, fella, easy. Get some water, Tonto, quick.
He come through from St. Louis. Name's Turner, James Turner.
I see.
Your water, King Sabe.
Good. Let me have it. Right here. Take a sip of water, fella. Easy.
I guess I'm done for.
Better not try to talk.
Have to tell you, I was sent out to checkbook.
Easy. Take it easy.
Came to... check books. Superintendent of Belknap Silver Mine. Owner's got letter from old man who cleans office. He hinted that
he's gone, Toto.
Too bad. Seemed like a nice hombre.
We'll put him back in the coach. You can take him to the coroner in town and tell what happened.
Well, I guess that's the only thing to do. Sheriff can get a posse out for them outlaws.
And what we do, Kimasabi?
There's a certain old man I want to talk to in Belknap, Tonto. We'll go on ahead and see if we can find him. I'm convinced there's more to this than just a holdup.
The Lone Ranger waited at the outskirts of Belknap while Tonto went to the Belknap Silver Mine office.
What do you want, Indian?
You, superintendent?
That's right. I'm Jim Allen, the superintendent. What can I do for you?
Well, me come with message for old man who clean office.
You must mean old Jig Miller.
Him here?
No. Old Jig quit a week ago. Went over Pecos way, I think. And the job's open if you know anybody who wants it.
Me not know right now. Me go now.
What was it you wanted to see him about? Anything important?
It's not important. Adios.
Returning to the edge of town, Tonto told the Lone Ranger what he had learned.
The old man is gone, and the man Turner, who was coming out to investigate Mellon, has been killed. Say, what sort of a man is Mellon, Tonto?
Well, him big. Mean looking.
I see. You need someone to take the old man's place. Is that it?
You think old Jake Miller really leave Kimasabi?
That's one of the things I'd like to find out. Tonto, I have an idea.
And what you think?
I need your help. I'm going to disguise myself as an old man in need of a job. Then I'm going to apply for the place in Mallon's office.
Well, that's plenty risky.
I'll take the risk. I have a feeling that Mallon had something to do with the old man's disappearance and with Turner's death on the stage. I'll put up with most anything to get the truth. Come on, we'll have to do a special disguising job so that I can pass for an old man.
That afternoon, Jim Mallon sat in his office talking to two of the men who worked for him.
The stage came in a while ago. The driver reported he was held up outside of Belknap.
Oh, is that so?
Yep. Seems like his only passenger, a man from St. Louis by the name of Turner, was killed during the holdup.
Wasn't he the man you were expecting, boss?
That's right, Blackie. Too bad it had to happen just when he was almost a bell man.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Squint, you and Blackie have been doing a good job lately, so there'll be a bonus in your pay envelope this week like I promised.
Good. You going to telegraph St. Louis about what happened, boss?
I already have.
Guess there'll be another man coming out in a few weeks, huh, boss?
I suppose so. But by that time, we'll have everything in good order for his investigation.
Hey, look. The old duffer coming in.
Well, what do you want, old timer?
I come about a job, sir.
A job, he says. What the heck could he do?
What kind of a job?
I met an Indian. He said maybe you'd give me work cleaning and the like.
Oh, yeah. I did tell an Indian I needed someone to keep the office here clean.
Then you give me...
Hold on a minute. What's your name?
You can just call me Stoopy.
That name sure fits him more.
What have you done before this?
Well, now, I've done a bit of prospecting in my time, sir.
A desert rat, huh?
You can tell that by looking at him.
You sure can. Well, I tell you, Stoopy, I'm mighty particular about the way this office is kept up. And the pay isn't very much.
Oh, well, that's all right, sir. And I'll do my best.
All right, then. There's a small room upstairs you can bed down in. I'll take you on and see how you do the work.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll try hard to please.
Now, there's one thing.
Yes, sir?
You won't have a key to this office. You'll do your cleaning and dusting while we're here, you understand?
That'll be all right.
And keep away from this desk. I'll attend to that myself.
Whatever you want me to do, sir.
There's a mop and a bucket and a broom in the closet in the back room. Your pay will be $5 a week. The stairway to your diggings is outside on the back of the building.
It's sure nice of you to give
Never mind the bowing and scraping. I get to your room and get settled. Then in the morning, you can start in with the cleaning.
After dark, the Lone Ranger met Tonto at the edge of town to tell him the news.
Mellon took me out as the office janitor, Tonto. Well, give me a chance to find out a few things.
Him plenty mean man, Kemosabe. Now, you be careful.
I'll watch myself, Tonto. This disguise fooled them into thinking I'm an old desert rat.
If you make slip a tongue on them, find out you're not old man, and kill you, maybe.
I won't give myself away, no matter what they do. So don't worry. Oh, you can meet me at night in the room up over the office. The stairway is on the outside at the back.
Ah, you come there every night, Kemosabe.
I hope it won't be too long before I find out what's going on. And we can go into action if necessary. Well, I'll get back to the room now. Wouldn't do for Mellon to find me gone. He might get suspicious. Adios, Tonto.
Adios, Kemosabe.
For 2 days, the Lone Ranger, disguised as an old desert rat, scrubbed and swept in Mellon's office. No one paid any attention to him, and he learned nothing. On the third day, Squint and Blackie were in the office together. The superintendent had gone out on business. As the Lone Ranger swept, he listened to their conversation.
Does the boss get everything set for a new snooper in case they send one out from St. Louis, Squint?
He better have, or all of us will be in plenty. Hey, you. You've been sweeping in that one spot for the last 5 minutes.
This floor is mighty dirty. Takes a heap of sweeping to get it like Mr. Mallon wants it.
Looks to me like you're just hanging around to get an earful, Snoopy. The other old coot we had got to listening too much, snooping around. Now he...
Shut up, Blackie. Hey, you, Stoopy.
What you want, Mr. Squint?
You got dust all over my boots. Take that rag you got in your pocket and wipe them off.
All right, Mr. Squint.
That's it, Squint. With the old geese to work.
These boots is mighty dirty. Takes a lot of rubbing.
Those boots are cleaner than you are, you old desert rat.
Oh.
Get up. You're not paid to lay around on the floor resting.
That kick hurt bad.
Well, this is for complaining.
Oh. That's it, Blackie.
Hey, Squint, since he thinks your boots are so dirty, why don't you make him lick them off clean?
Oh, no, please.
Good idea. Get down on your knees, old man, and lick them clean like Blackie said. Go on before I knock you down with my gun butt.
Slowly, the Lone Ranger went to his knees. He was shaking with anger and had all he could do to keep from leaping upon these two men who were humiliating him.
Hey, look at him shake, yeah. Blackie. I sure got you scared, haven't I, Stoopy? Go on, do what I told you. I really
like
it.
What's going on here? Stoopy, what are you up to?
He made a remark about Squint's dirty boots, so Squint was going to make him lick him off clean.
He was standing around listening, boss, while we were talking.
No, I was just sweeping out like I'm supposed to. Please, I'm old.
Get up out of there! Open the door, Blackie. I'll throw the old duffer out so he can go to his room.
Sure, please. We can't talk with him here.
Come on, Stoopy, out you go.
Please, let me walk out, Mr. Mellon. I can get...
Come on, get out! Oh! Get down upstairs and stay there. When I need you again, I'll call you.
The dirty yellow skunks. That's all I can take out. No, I've got to take whatever they hand out for the time being. I've got to. But I'll show them up for what they are if it takes me a lifetime.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. After his mistreatment in Mellon's office, the Lone Ranger went to his room above. Later, after darkness set in, he was joined by Tonto. The two men discussed the situation.
If I were really an old man, Tonto, I couldn't have stood that sort of treatment. I'm beginning to wonder about old Jake Miller.
You think something happened to old Jake, maybe?
I feel sure of that, Tonto. Like he started to say something about old Jake listening and snooping. Squint cut him off just as he started to hint something. Jake probably found out what was going on and wrote to the owners in St. Louis.
Isn't that right? Man on stage who got killed, say something about a letter from old man.
Yes, that's why I'd hoped to talk to old Jake. But I'm afraid it's too late for that.
You think maybe him dead, huh?
It wouldn't surprise me at all if he were.
It's not good you take kicks and blows from men in office.
Tonto, it took all the willpower I have to submit to those kicks and blows. But until I find out what I want, I'll have to put up with it.
How long you think that take, Kimasabi?
Not long, I hope. This afternoon, I managed to leave a back window unlocked. Later tonight, I'm going into the office to have a look through Mallon's desk and files.
You take off old man disguise and use mask?
Yes. I'll put the disguise back on after I make the search. You bring Silver and Scout to the back of the office building. Then when I go in, you can stand guard outside.
It was after midnight when the Lone Ranger and Tonto approached the unlocked window in the rear of Mallon's office.
Mallon and his men usually go to the cafe to play cards every night.
Not good. Then we stay here outside window near horses.
Yes. Someone should come. We'll make a fast getaway. And I'll sneak back to the room later and change into my disguise again. All right, I'll open the window. Here goes. I'll search the desk first. Locked. Have to use my knife. That did it. Better strike a match. I'll take these with me.
Meantime, in the Belknap Cafe, Jim Mallon, with Squint, Blackie, and others, was sitting in on a game of poker.
All right, Mallon, how many you want?
Give me two.
Two it is.
I'll take one, Tex.
One for you, Squint.
Hey, Mr. Mallon, hey, just saw someone lighting matches in your office.
Hey, what's that?
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Whoever it is, it's still in there.
Now, come on, everybody. Let's get over there and catch that thief before he gets away.
All right, boys.
Something in these files that'll show. Uh-oh, have to get out and fast.
Hurry, Kimasabi. Someone come in front.
Yes, I know.
Somebody's going through the back window. Gun him down, man. Hurry. Quick, Kimasabi.
I'll be at the window in a minute. Steady, big fella. Easy.
Kimasabi, you get hit.
Just a scratch on the cheek. One, two, three.
Come up, Scout.
Later, after lighting the lamps, Mallon was checking over the office.
I can't tell yet if anything's missing. That hombre's messed everything up so I can't see what's what.
Any money going, Mr. Mallon?
Would you want the sheriff to get a posse?
I don't keep money in this office. There's no need for getting the sheriff till I know what's what. Hey, Squint, you and Blackie stay here. The rest of your men can leave now.
Right.
Now that the crowd's gone, Squint, go upstairs and wake up old Stoopy. Tell him to get down here to help clean up this mess.
All right, boss.
Stuff strewn all over the floor.
Why do you think that masked hombre'd come here and go through your papers, boss?
Because he might have been hired to do it, that's why.
Hired?
It'll take me all night to check on what's here. Hope we got here in time to keep him from...
Hey, boss! Stoopy isn't up there. His cot hasn't been slept on either.
Hey, do you think that old desert...
Wait a minute. Maybe Stoopy does know something about this. If he shows up in the morning, we'll get the truth out of him about that masked hombre if we have to beat the life out of him to do it.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to their camp in the hills. There they dismounted, and Tonto applied a healing salve to the red mark where the bullet had grazed the Lone Ranger's cheek.
That'd soon be better. Mark show up like red scar, Kemosabe.
That bullet came too close for comfort.
What we do now?
First, I want to check over these papers I got from Mellon's office. Then, just before dawn, I'll disguise myself again as old Stoopy.
But why you go back?
There's one thing more I want to get from Mellon, Tonto. Yeah. When we reach the edge of town, I'll tell you what I want you to do.
Early that morning, the Lone Ranger returned to the room over the office and waited until he heard Mellon going in with Squint and Blackie. Then, as old Stoopy, the Lone Ranger entered the office.
Morning, Mr. Mellon.
So, you decided to come back, eh, Stoopy?
Come back? I guess I don't savvy just what
you... He knows what you mean, all right, boss.
Make him tell what he knows.
I take it easy, boys. Stoopy's going to be glad to tell us everything, aren't you, Stoopy?
If there's something I can tell you, I'd be glad to. Just like you said, Mr. Mellon.
Why, you sniveling old rat!
Now, look at here, Mr. Mellon. Why do you take...
You know what?
Please, Mr. Mellon, I haven't...
Who was
done
that masked hombre that raided my office last night? Now, speak up!
Honest, Mr. Mellon, I didn't see any mask.
I said talk!
I can't tell you anything. I can't.
Get up and start talking or I'll...
As the Lone Ranger struggled to his feet, he shook visibly. But though it seemed to those watching like the trembling of a frightened old man, it was really because the Lone Ranger was using every force at his command to keep from leaping upon the vicious man before him. Beneath the ragged clothes, his steel-like muscles ached to go into action. But he suppressed the impulse and got to his feet, still in the role of old Stoopy.
Please, please don't hit me again. That kick, it hurt mighty bad, Mr. Mallon.
He don't know it, but the worst is still to come.
Please, let me go now.
You won't talk, is that it?
There's nothing to say. Honest, sir, nothing.
All right, boys. Take the old fool out to the deserted mine shaft and give him what you gave to old Jake.
Sure, him and old Jake can ride out there together.
That's all I wanted to know.
Hey, look.
He socked the boss. Grab your gun.
Hold it, you're covered.
Had a gun under his shirt? Why, Thunder, he isn't old at all. He's bigger than we are.
What's the meaning of this?
That mark on his cheek, Squint. You creased the mask man last night, remember? That must be him.
Right. The papers I took prove all of you have been taking a big part of the mine's output. Hello.
An Indian, and the sheriff and his deputies.
We heard everything that took place. We were listening outside the door.
Oh, look here, Sheriff.
Quiet, Mellon. We heard about what happened to old Jake. Soon as a couple of my men can go to the deserted shaft of the mine to check, I reckon I can charge all three of you with murder, as well as robbing the company.
Right now, Sheriff, I have a little unfinished business with Mellon. Give us some room.
Say no.
Now that I'm not the old man you thought I was... See how much you enjoy using your fist on me. Come on, Mellon.
The crowd stood watching in tense silence as the Lone Ranger gave way to the fury that had been pent up within him.
And this is for the kicks you gave old Stoopy.
Wait, don't.
And this is for old Jake. And this one.
No, I
Please, please don't hit me again. I can't stand it.
I feel like beating the life right out of you. Come on, get to your feet so I can give you everything.
Wait, wait. No, him have not.
Let me go, let me go.
Get away from me then, you sniveling yellow rat.
Man alive, what a licking he got.
Can that man fight?
Sheriff, lock us up. Don't let him at
us. Shut up, you dirty cowards. I'll let the law attend to you.
We'll attend to him, all right. You can bet on that. They'll hang for the murder of old Jake.
Oh, now, wait, Sheriff. You can't count me in on that. I told Squint and Blackie to take him out there to the mine and keep him tied up for a while. Instead of that, they killed him.
Why, you lying coyote? That's right, Sheriff. He is lying. Getting rid of Jake was his idea.
That'll have to be proved.
Now, listen, Sheriff. He gave each of us a bonus for what happened to that investigator who was coming in on the stage.
What's that,
Sheriff? I was certain they were responsible for Turner's death, Sheriff. Now they admit it. Mallon didn't dare have that investigator check his books.
You can't pin those killings on me. You can't.
The testimony of these two hombres will pin it on you, all right. Take them out of here, men.
We ought to string them up right now.
Yeah, give them what they gave old Jake.
Hey, now, listen. Yeah. Listen, you can't let us.
Shut up, you whining coward. If I had my way, I'd let them do it. But I have to uphold the law.
We'll leave things in your hands, Sheriff. Come along, Toto. Adios.
Well, you're gone. I never saw it.
Who is that hombre? I don't get this.
Why is he dressed like that?
It don't make sense. One minute he's an old desert rat, the next he's a fighting fool.
Yeah, we sure made a mistake. Doggone, he really seemed like an old man.
You sure did make a mistake, Mallon, and a big one at that. You see, that hombre who was posing as an old man was really the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.